Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi! Welcome into the Forced to Punt podcast. I know it's been a little bit. That's my fault more than it is Dusty Likens' fault, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, because I mean we were gonna do one last week, but I had some stuff come up, and you know, you're busy right now. We're all kind of trying to navigate the world, but we're getting close to normal, I guess, because everybody's just lying about COVID-19 numbers now.
I don't know what to do.
So, like, a couple of weeks ago, we cared about the people dying. Now we don't care about the people dying because we're just lying about the numbers now. As long as we can go to bars and restaurants, it's fine.
And bowling alleys.
Yeah. As long as we can go wherever we want without anybody telling us that we should wear a mask or do anything, apparently we don't give a damn if people die.
I need to rewind this tape, but I just have to think. I'm pretty sure you said that it was your fault. It's been a while. So I go back and say you finally come to yourself.
Yeah.
It took a pandemic for you to blame yourself. But you know what? I'll take it.
Well, we were going to do one last week, and so I'm sorry for everybody who's been waiting. As we do get closer to the football season, obviously we're going to start doing these more often. We're going to try to do them more often now, but you know, it's a little bit harder and more difficult when we have a limited number of people that we can have in our building every day, so we have to do these things remotely, and we both have different schedules, and so we're kind of navigating all of that stuff as we figure all this stuff out. But it sounds like our building's going to start opening up here in the pretty near future. So
that's such a vague, and safe way to say something.
Well, and
I'm pretty sure our building's gonna open up in the near future.
I mean, but that's what I've been told. I don't have any definitive answers. I do apologize. I'm very happy that the Forced to Punt podcast is back right now. We're gonna try to start doing more of these as often as we can as we get closer and closer to the football season. It sounds like sports are probably coming back pretty soon. The NCAA approved men's, women's basketball and football to start voluntary activities on June 1st. Sounds like we're getting closer and closer. NFL owners aren't trying to miss any football. So it sounds like we can go ahead as planned. Like, we can just navigate these things and plan on our fantasy football schedule being the same as we're used to it being, and our drafts kind of strategy wise being the same that they are used to being. But before we do get into, we're going to talk about some of the best games on the schedule this year. We're going to talk about some quarterbacks. But there is an idea floating around out there that if the NFL is forced to miss any games, they already have a plan in place that would eliminate weeks 3 and 4 and basically compress the schedule, which would mean that the Chiefs and Ravens week 3 would not happen, which is going to be one of the best fantasy games of the season. And I will be absolutely devastated if that game doesn't happen. Like, from a fan perspective, if you're a Chiefs fan and you just want the Chiefs to, you know, win every game and go undefeated and win back-to-back Super Bowls, this is a plus. It helps the Chiefs out more than anybody because they play the Ravens and the Patriots. So based on last season's strength of schedule and all of that stuff, it helps the Chiefs significantly. Obviously, the Patriots aren't going to be the same Patriots that we're used to. But the Ravens are their biggest challenger in the AFC. And I don't think it's that close. I think it's the Chiefs and I think it's the Ravens. I think those are the two best teams in the AFC, bar none.
Are those the two best teams in the NFL?
In my opinion, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
They're by far the two best teams in the AFC. I think they're definitely two of the top five teams in the total NFL.
Yeah.
I would be absolutely devastated fantasy-wise and just fan-wise if that game does not happen.
Unless you drafted like Mahomes. Because then, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about him playing that nasty defense. Which
The Ravens are going to have the best defense in the NFL. It's going to be scary. I believe that. It's going to be one of the three best units in the NFL. It's going to be stupid.
So how early can you take that defense in fantasy? That's not a stupid question.
Well, I don't take any defense early in fantasy, so I do think it's a stupid question.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve is back. Serta, who we just heard from, who was being very nice and thoughtful, it was fun to have for a total of 4 minutes and 28 seconds. Now Steve is officially back, and he's completely trashed my ass immediately when I said, you know what, maybe the Ravens could be a 10th-round pick for a defense.
I mean, if you want to take him, go ahead. I don't do that. I stream defense
wins championships, just not in fantasy.
Not in fantasy football.
Put that on a t-shirt and sell it.
And it's fine. So, you want to start with quarterbacks or you want to start with the schedule? Because the schedule's got some pretty nasty games that I'm trying.
I think the schedule is where the juice is. Quarterbacks, we don't need to go through every single quarterback, but there are some intriguing quarterbacks either in year 2 or year 3 that could take a big step forward. I think can really be helpful because I think the average round that Lamar Jackson went in last year was like the 6th or the 7th. And, like, now he's going to be, like, a first-round pick 100%.
Yeah, I mean, there's – outside of Kansas City, Mahomes is going to – like, Mahomes is going to be the number one quarterback off the board out of any fantasy draft that we do with people that we know here in Kansas City and anyone who is a Chiefs fan. He is legitimately going to be the number one quarterback off the board. And, honestly, I think he probably should be over Lamar. A lot of people have Lamar over him. Because of the rushing floor. But it's just, man, his numbers were like half-hearted last year. And that was with injuries, offensive line injuries. He dislocated a kneecap. Tyreek Hill was hurt. Sammy Watkins was hurt.
Yeah, what was the quote? My knee was in the side of my leg.
And he's still like, half-heartedly threw for 25 plus touchdowns.
Like, it's just sickening how consistent he is. Like, it's just, it's literally like, gross because when Mahomes and McCaffrey are two guys that when you see that you're playing them, you're already negative at least 25 points.
Yeah. I just don't believe there's a scenario where you should choose Lamar over Mahomes. And there's an argument to be made for it because Lamar, the rushing attack. So we actually got into this debate today on Cody and Gold because Alex was saying, like, you know, he loves Lamar as a talent, but we were kind of ranking quarterbacks, and he was saying that he wasn't going to rank Lamar like in the same spot that I was, because he doesn't believe that Lamar's not going to get injured because Lamar's like a rushing quarterback, which I think is a valid thought. You know, rushing quarterbacks take more hits.
Yeah.
But Lamar doesn't really take that many hits. Like that's the thing, is that the only thing we can compare him to really is Michael Vick. Like, legitimately compare him to. There's been other rushing quarterbacks, like, you know, Robert Griffin, his rookie season and whatever. There's other guys you can compare him to, but nobody that was definitively the best player in the NFL because of their ability to do that. I think Russell's a much better comparison. Russell's harder because Russell's a much better passer at this point. Yeah. I still think that Lamar is going to grow as a passer and that he's going to be a better player and he's going to be a better passer. I think, like, the strides that he took from year one to year two as a passer are stupid. Right. And if you disregard them, then I think that's ridiculous. I just don't think that Lamar's ever going to be a, you know, 40 touchdown passing quarterback. But if he throws for 30 touchdowns and rushes for 15 touchdowns a season, that's a number one fantasy quarterback every single year. And I know he's not the biggest guy in the world. Like, Michael Vick was probably bigger than him. Michael Vick had injury problems because he was taking hits. Lamar doesn't take hits, though. That's the case to be made.
Right. It's weird because Lamar Jackson almost reminds me of the way he runs and avoids contact. It's almost like kind of the way like Jamal Charles would run, where like you're always like, well, Jamal could get popped. And like almost all Jamal Charles injuries were like non-contact injuries. But like when you would watch Jamal run, he would almost like run like in a weird style to where like he avoided getting hit or he avoided getting that. You never saw Jamal get like blown up.
He was just faster than everybody else, and he was just incredible at making guys miss, and that's how Lamar is. Like, he's just
correct.
And that's the thing, is like Mahomes takes much bigger hits than Lamar does. Yes. I can't think of a time last season where Lamar got blown up where I was like, oh my god.
Damn.
Like Mahomes does that 10 times a year. Where you're like, what are you doing? What are you doing, dude? What are you doing, dude? Slide. What are you doing?
I mean, he did it in the Super Bowl. He got hit so hard on like the 1 yard line. Yeah. I was like, dude, it's the first quarter in the
Super
Bowl.
He did it in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah,
Mahomes does it multiple times a year, and Mahomes is a little bit bigger than Lamar. It's not the end of the world. I would personally take Mahomes over Lamar, because if that offense stays healthy, I wholeheartedly believe that this offense is going to be the 2018 offense, but better. Yeah. The 2018 offense that had 10 games of Kareem Hunt was unstoppable. And then they lost Kareem Hunt. And I'm all for the running backs don't matter argument. I understand the analytics. I understand all of the numbers. But from a fantasy perspective, Kareem Hunt was incredible in that offense. When they lost Kareem Hunt, that offense lost a little bit of juice. It went from scoring like 36 points a game to scoring like 31 points a game. And you can make the argument that it was game situation or whatever, or quality of opponent, all of that. But all I know is that before they lost Kareem Hunt, you could not stop them in any possible way. Their defense was garbage, so their defense could also give up 40 points a game, which is why they lost a couple of games. But this offense has that potential, and this offense added Clyde, who can be their Kareem Hunt, and that offense in 2018 didn't have McColl. So they still got Sammy, they still got Tyreek, who's healthy, and Tyreek, in my opinion, is a top three fantasy wide receiver. If he stays healthy, Tyreek Hill is 1,700 yards and 12 touchdowns caliber type of player.
And that's just shooting from the hip.
Yeah, like if he plays all 16 games, like he's that good. You can have your doubts about him because he's smaller. He is a number one wide receiver, a legitimate number one wide receiver who who turns the defense around better than any player in the NFL, in my opinion. And Travis Kelce is still very, very good. I think Travis Kelce is still a 1,000-yard pass catcher, even into his 30s. I think it's hard to argue for Mahomes for taking Lamar over Mahomes, in my opinion. But I understand the argument because I don't think that you should be as worried about Lamar getting injured because of his run of his rushing as other quarterbacks. Like Cam Newton, we did this for years with Cam, and it finally caught up to Cam because Cam was just bigger than everybody else. And so it lasted for a few years, but his rushing totals kept going down and down and down and down, and then the injuries started to pile up. But Cam wasn't dodging hits. Cam was laying dudes out.
Yeah.
Lamar's not trying to lay anybody out. Lamar's trying to slide.
God, who was it? Were you and I at that game against the Ravens last year? Where he got who did he break? Was it Cam Irving that he broke? Or was it was either Cam Irving or Schwartz? He broke somebody's poor soul with like a move like close to the sideline.
No, it was Alex Okafor.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh my God. And like that's the thing, is like Cam didn't run for like the yards that Lamar can run for. Cam would just get the ball on the 2-yard line. It was like, fuck this. I'm just gonna run it in as my like big ass frame and score. So Cam would get like 4 total touchdowns. But I'm with you, man. I think that if the trigger was pulled in my head, obviously I wouldn't need that. But I mean, I would take Mahomes because where like we talk about these outlandish numbers that Lamar can do, like Mahomes can throw for 350 a game and 4 touchdowns. At the end of the year, you can be like, yeah, Lamar ran for threw for 30 and ran for 15, touched or ran for 10, threw for 30. Mahomes could throw for 50 touchdowns at any point in his career, any season. And it's just like, if he's thrown for 50 touchdowns, he's thrown for a shitload of yards and he's going to put up a shitload of points. And that's where, like, it's just hard not to go with Mahomes over Lamar.
So I'm going to be absolutely devastated if for some reason that game doesn't get played. I don't care about the.
There's too much involved in that game for it not to get played.
I just don't care. Well, and the NFL is.
Why can't they flex games out? Can they get rid of a division game and like sub it for that game?
No, I mean it has to do with travel and television contracts and all of that stuff. But those were the weeks that they decided those are the games that we're going to eliminate. Like Mahomes and, in my opinion, Mahomes and Jackson are the new Brady Manning. That's why we've seen them. This will be the third consecutive year that we've played and seen them play against each other. We were at a game 2018 against the Ravens when Patrick Mahomes had that fourth and nine throw across his body to Tyreek Hill. We were in the press box. You're not supposed to cheer in the press box. And everyone started jumping up and down because it was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in a real life football game in my entire life.
I grabbed your inner thigh. I remember that. Oh my God, what the hell was that?
Yeah, so I'm going to be upset if I don't get to see that game. Yeah, like
you're going to see that game.
Take the Jets off their schedule. I don't need to see them play the Jets. They're going to crush the Jets.
I don't need to see the Chiefs. And I don't need to see the Chiefs kick Oakland's ass at Kansas City. Like, I just, like, literally think about this. This is what I thought about this the other day in quarantine thoughts with Lycans. I just made that up, by the way. Like, the Oakland or the Las Vegas Raiders are not going to win in Kansas City for the next 10 years. Like the next 10 years, they're not going to win an Arrowhead.
I mean, you don't think they'll sneak one in at some point?
No. Never.
So, I disagree with that.
Okay. They haven't won an Arrowhead. When's the last time they won an Arrowhead currently?
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah. And that was with Alex Smith and like other quarterbacks, and now you have this freak lord and Mahomes are just going to keep killing everybody.
Was it the year that they started like 0-5 and then won like 11 in a row or something?
Yeah, that was that when they beat the. No.
I have no idea.
Can you tweet that on your phone while you do this? Can you say, "Hey, when's the last time Oakland won in Kansas City?" See, we get an answer within the show.
I'm using my phone right now. I could tweet it from my computer, but I don't think.
Yeah, do that.
I don't think we need to know it right now.
I want to know when the last time Oakland's won in Kansas City. Like, so bad.
So tweet it from your computer.
I bet it's 2006.
I got a lot of things. I mean, our whole operation is on my end. I got a lot of things going on right now. I don't think we need.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm tweeting it right now.
That's fine. Another game I want to look at: Week one of the NFL season, and we can come back to Chiefs Texans if we really want to. I don't think that fantasy wise we need to focus so much on the NFL season opener. But a game that I'd really like to look at is the Bucs and the Saints, week one. That game's going to be fantastic, right? Like the Saints are a frustrating team because the Saints are a Super Bowl contender, right? But they've been a Super Bowl contender for the last 3 or 4 years, and they've fallen short. And I feel like every single season I pick them to make the Super Bowl out of the NFC, and Sean Payton and Drew Brees continue to fall short because they don't show up in the playoffs. Doesn't change the fact that they have one of the best rosters in the NFL, and they continue this season to have one of the best rosters in the NFL. They had a good draft. They had more offensive line depth. They went out and they signed Emmanuel Sanders to finally have like a consistent number two option outside of Michael Thomas. Jared Cook was really good last season. They still have him. And the Bucs, in my opinion, I think people are sleeping on the Bucs. I don't think the Bucs are a Super Bowl contender. I don't think that they're better than the Saints, but the Bucs are a playoff team.
They're not a Super Bowl contender?
I don't think they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I think the Bucs are a playoff team. I don't think that they're going to come out of nowhere. Like, last year, I was hyping up the 49ers a lot, but I didn't think the 49ers were going to be as dominant as they were. Nick Bosa was, like, otherworldly, like, on another level than I thought he was going to be headed into last season.
Yeah.
The Bucs are really, really good. Like, the Bucs have plenty of potential. Their defense is going to continue to get better. Their defense has a lot of young pieces, and their defensive front was actually, according to DVOA, was one of the best defensive fronts in the NFL last season. And I don't think we give that enough credit. And then you look at their offense, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, according to Pro Football Focus, they were the only two top 10 wide receivers in PFF stats last season in the NFL on the same team. And then they drafted a running back. They still have Ronald Jones. They added offensive line depth. They added Gronk to Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard. They added Tyler Johnson in the draft. Like, they've got a ton of weapons. Like, I think Tampa Bay, the Chiefs and the Ravens are the two teams I'm most excited to watch this upcoming season. I think Tampa Bay is number three.
You're finally joining me on the Tampa Bay. Remember, because I was there.
I've been there. Well, since yeah, it's just different. Well, last year they were a fun disaster. This year they're Super Bowl contenders potentially.
They went 7-9 with a guy who threw 30 interceptions.
Yeah, and 30 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. They were a fun disaster last year. They weren't a good team, but they were fun as hell to watch because Jameis Winston threw for 5,000 yards and 30 touchdowns.
Yeah. Ryan Wachowski just tweeted at us in like the most smug, normal Ryan Wachowski way. He said October 28, 2012, and then tagged Pro Football Reference behind it.
Oh, good. So you got your answer.
October 28th. And then he just replied, Pro Football Reference, box scores. Yeah, we got it, Wachowski. Go do another hamstring push-up, you ass.
Good. No, I like that. I like that. Good for him.
Oh, now you're checking your Twitter on your computer, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not, actually. I'm looking at a list of games for the season so we can continue this podcast.
Okay, how about Thursday night, Chiefs-Texans? You believe in Brandon Cooks still? You think him and Deshaun, you think God's gift and Cooks can put it together?
I think that he's going to be good. I think there's a scenario where Brandon Cooks is one of the steals of this year's fantasy draft.
See, I was thinking that too, because I was like, man, so many people are going to be... Because see, here's the thing about fantasy football. People get like literally pissed at athletes that like don't perform when they draft and when they think they're doing a good job of like picking that athlete. And I think there's enough people out there that are like, you know what? Screw Brandon Cooks. He screwed me last year. It's like, dude, that's fine. He was in a terrible system with not a good quarterback for his style. And now he's in Houston where, like, Deshaun's going to let it rip because he lost his number one. He's got an injury-prone number two, and he has nothing but slot guys. And the number one slot guy on his team is Brandon Cooks, and Brandon Cooks is pretty damn good.
Well, so, but that being said, I'm not drafting Brandon Cooks. But Brandon Cooks is – and Brandon Cooks
not, not unless he falls to me.
Brandon Cooks is going to be playing on the outside a lot there because they signed Randall Cobb, who is exclusively a slot wide receiver. They still have Kenny
weirdly well in
They still have Kenny Stills, and there's been questions about whether or not Kenny Stills is even going to make the roster. But Kenny Stills is mostly a slot guy, but he has played outside in his career. Randall Cobb is exclusively slot. They still have Kiki Cutie, who's been exclusively a slot wide receiver in his career. And so they've got a bunch of slot wide receivers on the roster. So Cooks is going to be an outside guy.
Don't forget Fuller.
Yeah, and Fuller's an outside guy. See, that's the problem is, so I like Fuller. I like Cooks. But I like them if they're like my fifth wide receiver options. They can't be starting options in my lineup. And in most leagues, they're probably going to be starting options in your lineup. I would avoid them at all costs. I would 100% pass on both of those guys for DJ Chark, for Cortland Sutton, for AJ Brown, for those kind of second, third year guys that took a big step last year. That are ready to take another step this year, I would rather bank on those guys being cornerstones of my team than Brandon Cooks or Will Fuller. And Deshaun Watson's incredible. I'd love Deshaun Watson. I'd still take Deshaun Watson as my number one quarterback if it fell to me in the right spot, but I have no faith in Bill O'Brien as a head coach, and I have no faith in those wide receivers in staying healthy.
So would you take Brandon Cooks or Hunter Renfrow?
I would rather take Brandon Cooks.
Mecole Hardman or Brandon Cooks?
I would rather take Brandon Cooks.
Okay, so that's it. I'm kind of thinking like where he might be in like a type of draft. Like he's going to be around like, what, fifth, sixth round maybe? That's where it gets like interesting.
No, I don't think it's that high. I think it's like eighth. I don't know what his average draft position is.
I was going to shoot it like the seventh round, but like...
I don't know what his average draft position is. I would say seventh or eighth off the top of my head. Like Hardman's intriguing, but at this point for me, Hardman is a late round flyer. He's not going to go late round. Somebody else is going to take him because they're going to expect him to be the number two wide receiver behind Tyreek. I'm not convinced he is that over Sammy, and that's just because I spend so much time around the Chiefs and I've seen how they operate. Like, Dave Tubb did say the other day he might not return as much because he's going to have a bigger role in the offense, and he absolutely should. But unless he takes a significant step forward as a route runner, he's not going to outsnap Sammy. So he's going to be he's going to be the third wide receiver on the Chiefs, which is fine. He was incredible in that role last year, but he was nothing more than a boom or bust player. He can have 130 yards and a touchdown off of three catches, or he could have one catch for 15 yards.
And if he's the third wide receiver in that offense, what's that make him? The fifth option? Like you're with the addition of the running back, which is great. Slowly but surely, the Chiefs have the greatest problem in football, and that is you're running out of football to throw to hands. And eventually, you got to look at who's going to get the setback. But that game against Houston is very intriguing because I don't know what fans are going to be doing, but that's an Arrowhead. The last time Houston played there, they got a 24-point lead blown away, and the Chiefs are going to get a banner for being Super Bowl champions. So we're going to see, like, how much the moment kind of means to the Chiefs, or if it really is like run it back, business forward. That's going to be a big, like, I know it's week one of 16 weeks or 17 weeks, but that's a big character game for both teams. Like, who do the Texans think they are? what are the Chiefs really trying to prove to everybody? And that's week one, Thursday Night Football, and it's a banger.
So we're already running a little long. So I told you guys we were getting some quarterbacks. So we'll get in some quarterbacks before we get out of here. So in your fantasy draft,
yeah,
in the right situation, are you taking Matthew Stafford or Baker Mayfield?
Ooh.
Like you've waited all draft on a quarterback. You didn't get one of the top. Like, you didn't get one of the top 12 guys. Now you're at a point where you're banking for a starter who with high upside, and if you have to, you'll resort to streaming options as a quarterback. Are you taking Matthew Stafford or Baker Mayfield? Both have really talented wide receivers. Matthew Stafford's got a new young running back. He's got Kerryon Johnson coming back. He's got Kenny Galladay. He's got Marvin Jones. He's got TJ Hockenson, really young, talented tight end. But Baker's got Odell, Jarvis, Austin Hooper, David Njoku, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. Those are high-end, high-upside quarterbacks who are coming off of down years. Who are you taking in that situation?
So let's piss people off, because that's what I enjoy doing the most, kind of. The answer is clearly Baker Mayfield, and I'll tell you why. Because, A, you're not going to win a fantasy championship with Stafford or Baker Mayfield at the quarterback position of your draft. So you probably already nailed it with the rest of your roster. So quarterback's not that big of an issue. So take that away from the discussion. Baker Mayfield, I hate to be this guy, but like, this is the year for him to prove to everyone that he can survive in this league. He has better options than Matthew Stafford, in my opinion. He has a clean slate, which Matthew Stafford does not have.
They drafted offensive line, which was their big issue last year. Their offense is better. They added Austin Hooper. Their offense should be better this season, and I think Kevin Stefanski is a better suited head coach than Freddie Kitchens was.
Right. And here's the thing. Like, last year when Cleveland added everybody and Baker had somewhat of a good freshman year in the NFL or rookie season, like, everyone was kind of like, oh, well, why would the Cleveland Browns be good? Because they added Odell Beckham Jr., because they got Kareem Hunt after 8 games, or because they have this? And it's like, now it's like, you know what? I'm done with the Browns. The Browns have any pressure. Guess who that falls on? The quarterback of the team, Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield, which he looks like he's living his best life, according to the gram, I would rather take him just because of, I haven't seen Baker get hurt as much as Matthew Stafford has. And like, Stafford doesn't.
He's 10 years younger than that.
I understand that. But through anything, that's a younger quarterback for one. And Baker's going to continue to like have those games where like it looks like he gives a shit. And Matthew Stafford is just like the second coming of Jay Cutler, just with a much larger head.
I disagree with that on a lot of levels.
So you take Stafford?
I think Matthew Stafford is much better than Jay Cutler ever was.
Talk to Vern. Vern would let you know that like you don't take Detroit players because they're just going to break your heart.
No, but we're talking about fantasy football. I don't give a damn about wins. I don't give a damn about what the Lions' record is. Matthew Stafford puts up numbers. When Matthew Stafford, before he got hurt last season, was on pace for like almost 5,000 yards. Like, he was slinging it. He was putting up numbers. Like, Matthew Stafford, I feel like at this point in his career, it sucks that it took this long, but at this point, he's smart enough in what he does that, like, he's kind of got a little bit control of that offense. And I do, like, I think that the pieces around him are intriguing enough that I would have more faith in him slinging it than Baker Mayfield, because Stefanski likes to run the football. So in fantasy, I want a quarterback that's going to throw the football 35 times a game. I don't know if Baker Mayfield's going to throw the football 35 times a game, because they have Nick Chubb, they have Kareem Hunt. Stefanski's coming from an offense where they ran heavy all last year. I know Kirk Cousins had a good season, but he ran Dalvin Cook into the ground, and Dalvin Cook got hurt. He had Alexander Mattison. Like, they want to run the football. They want to run a lot of two tight end sets. That's why they kept David Njoku, even though they signed Austin Hooper. I think that I would rather have Matthew Stafford because I have more faith in Matthew Stafford just slinging it 35 times a game than I do in Baker Mayfield, because I feel like they're going to try to bring Baker along slow again because he got so stunted in his development last season. So that seriously concerns me. They have all the offensive weapons in the world. Like, the Browns' offense on paper should challenge, like, the Chiefs' offense for how talented it is. But we don't think of it that way at all. It's deserved. Yeah. We shouldn't think of it that way. But on paper, Odell has as many big plays as Tyreek. Not as many, but close. Like, there's no other big play wide receiver in the NFL that's as dangerous as Tyreek other than Odell. Like, Odell's the closest thing to Tyreek that there is right now. And Odell's still a young player, too. I think Jarvis Landry's super overrated. And I think Austin Hooper...
I think they
overpaid Austin Hooper. But those guys are nice. Those are nice pieces. There's a lot of things to like about the Browns. But yeah. I think I would still have faith in the fact that I know Matthew Stafford is going to go out and sling it.
But Stefanski's offense got better last year once he started listening to his receivers, because that offense did start clicking better once he started throwing to Thielen and Diggs. Unfortunately, Thielen got hurt. But Diggs and Thielen both were on pace. They started throwing the ball. They also had Dalvin Cook.
But they were still giving Dalvin 20-plus touches a game.
Because he's Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
He's a top-notch running back in the NFL.
But every modern offensive analytic tells you not to do that. And now he's got two Dalvin Cooks. Now he's got Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
Okay. Kareem Hunt's not Dalvin Cook. Kareem Hunt's a different type of running back. He's a receiving running back.
No, but I'm saying talent-wise, Kareem Hunt's far more than just a receiving running back.
Yeah, correct. The answer is Baker Mayfield.
Kareem Hunt's a number one running back. Nick Chubb's a number one running back. He has two number one running backs now.
Okay, yeah.
And he's going to utilize them. So that's... As much as it hurts me, I I love my Browns. I love Baker Mayfield.
But he's also got two really...
That scares me off.
He's also got two really egotistical wide receivers that are going to want the football.
Yeah, they were egotistical last year. Did it help them?
Yeah, they had Freddie fucking Kitchens.
Okay, Ben Roethlisberger or Ryan Tannehill?
Oh, shit. God, who's playing with Juju this year? Is it the same guys we talked about last year, the sneak peeks?
Oh, Deontay Johnson. They drafted a young wide receiver. Deontay Johnson, in my opinion, is going to be a star.
He's a sleeper. I think
Deontay Johnson is a really, really talented player. I am targeting Deontay Johnson in every draft that I have. I have him in two dynasty leagues. Like, I am banking on Deontay Johnson taking a huge step forward. I really, really love his talent, and I still believe in Juju. Juju's gonna be one of those guys that falls a lot this year, and I still believe that Juju's a very, very talented player. Last year was just one of those years. Like, he just struggled with injuries. Ben got hurt. It was probably a good thing that he got hurt the year that Ben got hurt, because I still believe Juju's a very talented player.
Yeah, and I think it was like a mix of quarterbacks too. Like, they had Mason Rudolph, they had Ben Roethlisberger, then they had. They have Duck Hodges too. Like, they just had a shit show at QB. But, like, man, I think I would. I don't want Tannehill. I don't think I like that. That was like a contract year, right? Last year, and he got paid. Now it's just like, and they're like what we just talked about. How, like, if you would take Stafford or Baker, like, they're gonna give Derrick Henry the ball 30 times a game. So, like, I'd probably go Big Ben, because Big Ben's just one of those D-bags. It's just gonna be like, I still got it. I'm gonna sling it.
So thing is, I think it's a much bigger risk because Ben's older, and we saw that troll beard Ben was rocking a couple of weeks ago. Looks like he hadn't worked out in months, but Ben's kind of always been like that. So I'm still with you. I think I would rather take Ben, because I just know who he is, and no matter how out of shape he is, he's going to go out there and he's going to sling it. And that's what I want in my quarterback. Okay, so Carson Wentz or Matt Ryan?
Drew Lock.
You can't mean that.
I do mean that over those two.
Drew Lock should be a backup fantasy quarterback, and he will be in every draft that you're doing. So there's no reason you should take him over Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz.
No, I would. They got Carson some help, man. They Drew really Lock will.
Be, you can get Drew Lock in like the 15th round. He'll be there. I promise.
I hope so. He's my guy.
No, I love that. I love that offense too. I'm not drafting Drew Lock as a fantasy quarterback, but he'll be there in the 15th, 16th round. I promise you that.
Yeah, I think when it comes to man, I always get worried about quarterbacks when they get to the age of Matt Ryan because I don't know like where the shoulder's going to be because like none of us are like shouldn't OTAs be going on right now? Like nobody's going to like nobody can see what his arm's going to be.
Matt Ryan was criminally underrated last year.
No, he was good. Wasn't he the number one quarterback 2 years ago in fantasy?
Yeah. Well, so his number
Mahomes was, and then it was Matt Ryan.
His numbers last year were his efficiency was as good as his MVP season. He just didn't have gaudy numbers. They had injuries. Right. They were a bad team. Like Matt Ryan is as rock solid a fantasy starter as I think that you can land. And he's got Julio and Calvin Ridley's going to have a much larger role because Austin Hooper's not there now. So
that doesn't concern you?
About what?
About Austin Hooper being gone?
No, because when Austin Hooper got hurt last year, Calvin Ridley's fantasy points went up almost 10 points a game. Calvin Ridley's finally going to take that step to, elite number two wide receiver status that we think that he's been able to do for the last couple of years.
Would you draft Ridley over Sutton?
No, I would take Sutton. Sutton's the number one.
Ridley's, he's the number one receiver?
Yes. Ridley's a clear number two to Julio.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you take Matt Ryan or Tom Brady?
I think I take Brady. Too many more options.
Brady hasn't been a great fantasy quarterback in a couple of years.
Yeah, but I think last year he didn't have anybody to throw to. I think it's a fact he had Edelman, which Edelman is not a big type of receiver. He's just king slot man, man. He's just 15 catches a game for 85 yards and a touchdown. But
okay, so if you take Tom Brady over Matt Ryan, would you take Josh Allen or Tom Brady?
I think I take Josh Allen because he has the rushing aspect.
I feel like that's. I feel like you can't rely on that as much, though. And he has done nothing to make you think that he can be a consistent passer.
No, but Josh Allen's an anomaly when it comes to this because I know that Brady's not going to be able to do anything with his feet or anything with like anything like that. Like Brady's going to literally have to depend on Mike Evans, Gronkowski, and Chris Godwin, which are all three really, really good names to have on your offensive side. But I think that, like, Josh Allen, like, I had Josh Allen in my lineup last year for a few games because Josh Allen has one of those, like, weird outlier type of things where he's really good against certain defenses. And Tom Brady, you're just going to have to, like, trust that, like you just said, like, Tom Brady has done a really good fantasy year in the last couple of years. Whether that's with targets or not, he's going to have targets this year, three really good ones. But Josh Allen just has an aspect of his game where he can really move and he can get rushing touchdowns. And he can rush for like 100 yards a game, almost not consistently, but he can run for like at least 50 and get a rushing touchdown more consistently than I think Tom Brady can throw for 300 and three touchdowns.
Okay, so who are you taking above Aaron Rodgers? List me the quarterbacks you would take above Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron's pissed too because they took Jordan Love, so he might have one of those pissed off years. Which I'm done gambling on Aaron Rodgers. So let's do this. Okay, let's go obvious. Mahomes, Lamar, Deshaun. Okay, let's see anybody else in the AFC West.
I'd go Dak. I would say Russell, I would take
all of yeah for Aaron. Sure. Yeah, Oh God, yeah. So that's like six. Would you take Cousins over Rodgers?
No.
No. Would you take Wentz over Rodgers?
That's where it starts to be a debate.
Is that the line?
Yeah. So for me, it's Lamar, or it's Mahomes, Lamar, Dak, Kyler, Russell, Deshaun, and then once you get to Josh Allen, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz, Tom Brady, yeah. I think all of those are a toss up. That's also a unbelievable reason why you should never take a quarterback super high, because
right.
Josh Allen, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz, all fantastic fantasy quarterbacks. Those are six quarterbacks that are all toss ups. I have no idea. And Aaron Rodgers, it's unbelievable that Aaron Rodgers is in that group and that he's a toss up. But at this point, he is. Like, based off of last season, he's a complete and total toss up with those six guys that I just named.
Are we disrespecting Drew Brees a little bit that low on the list, or is it time to start putting Drew in that category?
No, Drew's that old. You can make the same case for Tom. Tom's walking into the best offense that he's had since the 16-0 Patriots.
Yeah,
and I still don't have faith that he's going to go out there and throw 40 touchdowns.
God, he would though. He'd be the guy that would do it.
I mean, I'm not veering away from Mike Evans or Chris Godwin because of it.
I
still have faith that he's good, but I'm not veering away from him because of it.
Would you take? Would you take Aaron Rodgers over Drew Lock?
Yes. What are you talking about?
I wouldn't. I would play Drew Lock over Aaron Rodgers.
Drew Lock right now, average draft position is like quarterback 24. What are you talking about?
Just think he's a better quarterback in fantasy than Aaron
Rodgers. I'd rather take Gardner Minshew than Drew Lock.
You don't mean that.
No, I love.
Andy, I'm sorry that he's talking about your kid like that.
No, I love the pieces around Drew Lock. Drew Lock is set up for incredible success. Drew Lock is not a draftable player. He is a last round pick. He is somebody you take in the last round, or you pick up waiver wire week one because he surprises everybody and throws for 275 and three touchdowns. He is a week one waiver wire pickup. He is not a draftable player. Under any circumstance. I don't care how good I've been hyping up the offensive weapons.
Would you rather have
for
Cam
months.
Newton?
I love
Andy,
his
would
weapons.
Would you rather have Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, or Drew Lock?
Cam Newton.
Fuck you. He's not even on a team.
Well, that's because the NFL is about politics, not because
you're Cam so ridiculous. You said you'd take a guy who's not even rostered.
Yes, I would. I would. I'll tweet this clip out tomorrow when I get to the station.
My God.
I would 100% rather draft Cam Newton over Drew Lock right now in fantasy football.
You're so ridiculous.
I'm tweeting
it
out.
Oh, now
right
you're going to be able to tweet? You couldn't tweet
earlier,
but now you can tweet.
Right now. I'm tweeting it out right now.
You're so ridiculous. I dare you to
I'm
going to
tweet it at Ben Heisler, too.
Oh, my God. I dare you to tag Drew Lock. Or I dare you to tag Andy Lock in it. I mean, obviously not. You are saying on record.
You got to keep talking. You got to fill for the listeners.
No, I trust me. I'm here. Oh, shut up. I'm here. I can't believe that you're putting yourself on record that you wouldn't take Drew Lock over Cam Newton. And I really think that you thought about saying Andy Dalton, knowing damn well he's the backup in Dallas behind Dak Prescott, who the hell knows if he got offered a contract today. Nobody does, but he's going to get paid. And if he doesn't, he's going to be pissed. He's going to play out of his ass. You are out of your ass saying that you would take a quarterback that's not rostered over a quarterback who went 4-1 as a starter last year, who's got Cortland Sutton, who's got Judy.
No, don't. Who's got two no, running backs. No. I've been hyping up the Broncos offense for months.
Oh no.
I love the Broncos offense. You know I love the Broncos offense. That does not mean I'm drafting Drew Lock. I'm not drafting Drew Lock as a fantasy asset. I'm drafting Cortland Sutton. I'm drafting Jerry Jeudy and Melvin Gordon as fantasy assets. And Noah Fant.
Why are you drafting them? Why are you drafting those guys?
Because those guys are better than the guy that's throwing passes to them. Oh. Kirk Cousins has had success too because he's had good guys around him. Doesn't mean dick.
But Kirk Cousins got drafted last year. Cortland Sutton was clearly Drew Lock's favorite target. He has Noah Fant. Cam Newton over Drew Lock. And then you even said, I'm tagging Heisler.
Yeah. I'm getting an outside perspective, all right?
No, I know why you're doing it, because you think Heisler likes you more, and you think he's going to trash the werewolf, and he's not going to. And my vein is sticking full out of my forehead right now.
I tweeted. I should have tagged you in it, but I didn't. So you're gonna have to go to my Twitter page and like it or something.
No, I don't have to do shit because I tagged you earlier in my tweet that you refused to tweet, and now here we are. You are now.
I got 12 notifications. I haven't looked at a single one.
Your roommate's struggling in Madden right now. Your roommate's grunts that I hear are the same as me pissed at you for not taking Drew Lock. What a hell of a show, sir, to wrap this thing up.
Well, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
What? Yeah, you have 12 notifications. You're an idiot.
In the 15th round of the draft or 16th round of the draft, I would rather take Cam Newton than take Drew Lock because they're both a waste of a pick.
Oh, my God. Drew Lock's not a waste of a pick.
Drew Lock's a week one waiver wire ad at best.
And that's when you lose them. So if you draft him in like the 12th round as your starting quarterback,
the 12th? No, last round. He's in the last round. Okay.
No. Because I'm going to nail it in the first two. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think who won their league last year. Was it you or was it? Because you wouldn't draft Lamar.
I should have.
But why didn't you? Because you didn't draft Lamar Jackson when you should have, who went too late.
All right. You've been listening to the Forced to Punt podcast.
Your haircut looks nice, by the way.
That's Dusty Likens. Thank you. I did it myself. I'm Steven Serta.
Did you really?
Make sure you download the radio.com app. And subscribe to the 435 Podcast Network so you can get into all the content that we do each and every week right here. This is Forced to Punt. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Peace.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!